From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Hour three of the program, broadcasting live from our new studios at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. Great to have you with us today. So, look, I want to go back and visit something. I asked Hogan Gidley about it, and I guess he was not prepared to answer the question. And it seemed like a rather, I mean, honestly, they should prepare folks to answer, you know, questions that are going to come up in interviews. And we don't carry anybody's water on this radio program, contrary to what you might believe and what you might read about in the mainstream media. You know, we believe in this president's agenda, and we're going to fight for this president's agenda. But I believe I've been very clear that I have some concerns over how the campaign has been run and the people in charge of the president's campaign. And I make no apologies for the fact that I believe this campaign was poorly run. And a case in point is what happened over the weekend when they were the campaign was supposed to hold a press conference at the Four Seasons Hotel in Philadelphia. But in fact, they had booked the wrong Four Seasons. And they ended up holding the press conference in front of the Four Seasons Total Landscaping Shop. On the corner was some sort of a adult video establishment, if you will. Now comes word out of Politico that one of the individuals who was at the rally, at the press conference, is a convicted sex offender. Politico, no, you can't make this up. It's just, folks, again, these are stupid mistakes, unforced errors. I mean, this stuff just blows my mind. This president is doing such an incredible job, and yet stuff like this happens. And you know the media is going to be all over it. But this is something that could be easily fixed, easily handled. But they keep botching stuff, and it just drives me nuts. Anyway, there you go. So that's the latest there. But look, the president says he's going to keep fighting the campaign. They say they have the evidence, and I hope they do. And if they do, they don't have to present that evidence to the mainstream media. They have to present it to the courts. They have to present it to the investigators. All right, let's get to the phones. We've got a lot of folks wanting to weigh in. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Steve, line two in Arkansas. Hi, Steve. What's going on?
Hello, Todd. And just a wonderful day here in Arkansas. 80 degrees and humid. Feels like early summer. Do have a statement and a question. And this is something not just this election, but elections in the past and going forward. The Electoral College is based on, if I'm correct, 538 votes or electorates. Why in the world are we allowing states to do a all or nothing instead of counting each individual electorate for the presidency, which would more consistently map, if you look at the U.S. and look at county by county, how the actual vote goes instead of these large metropolitan areas controlling the vote count?
Well, Steve, that's a good question. And again, there's no guarantee that that would even work. Nebraska actually does it that way. And if push, you know, Nebraska's a red state, but there was one district that went blue, and they get an electoral vote. And if we're coming down to the brass tacks of it, and this is a tie, that one vote in Nebraska could determine who wins the presidency at the end of the day. Look, I think the way the founding fathers and the framers of our Constitution came up with the Electoral College, it works, and it prevents states like, you know, California and Illinois and New York from electing the president, you know, every 4 years.
I understand that, but the point that you made, you have in Illinois, New York, Virginia, California. You have quite a few of those electorals that do vote Republican that would keep the mass California electorals from all going Democrat. And yes, even in Arkansas, there would be one that would probably go to the Democratic side, but the others would go Republican. But you get rid of these mass all-or-nothing case scenarios, and you truly get the feeling of what the American population, especially small-town USA, is voting for.
I think I see where you're going with this, but again, I think at the end of the day, that would do what the founding fathers were afraid would happen, is that would still give power overwhelmingly to the Steve, turn your radio down. I think we're getting a little bit of feedback there, but I think it would restore power to those larger states that have higher population centers.
Point taken. Do you happen to have a count based on the 538 individually instead of state by state?
Oh, geez, Lou, you know what? That's a fair thing. I'll tell you what we will do. We'll look into that and let you know tomorrow, and we'll post it on our live show blog this afternoon. How's that?
Sounds wonderful. Thanks, Tom.
All right. All right, Steve. Hang in there. All right. Let's go to Matt in North Carolina. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Todd. Nice to hear from you again. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm responding, Todd, to you. First of all, you have a great new call screener because Grace went to get married. Is she coming back or not?
Oh, she's coming back. Yeah, she's on the honeymoon right now. So we didn't want her to have to work during the honeymoon. So, you know, we brought Alan in from the minor leagues.
Right. I don't want to cut you off, but I wanted to compliment Alan because he texts you like a sentry. I said, don't worry about me. He said, keep it clean. Do this. I said, don't worry. I've known Todd since April. So anyway, very professional. If that's his first job call screening, he's got a great future ahead of him.
We're very blessed.
Yes, you are. And let me get to my point about the opinion of you asked your listeners about these Republicans that are fleeing from their loyalty. I think that was your statement. Of President Trump. Well, my brother, in my opinion, and I have 30 years experience as a CAO, is that they just want to save their cushy jobs. That's what they're doing. What's your opinion?
Oh, I have no doubt that's what they're doing. There's another phrase they use called CYA, and I'm afraid that's what's happening here. Look, there is absolutely zero loyalty when it comes to politics. And that's one of the reasons why Republicans were so drawn to Donald Trump. I mean, here was a guy who not only promised a lot of stuff, but he delivered on a lot of stuff. And that's just so unusual when it comes to the Republican Party. I mean, look, I'm a Republican. I am a registered Republican, Matt. But I got to tell you something.
Me
I'm disappointed.
So am I, sir.
I'm disappointed in my own party is what I'm trying to say.
I got you. I don't want to overtalk you, but I would ask you this, which I asked Grace. Is there any way, because I'm 160 miles from a bookstore, if I could get a copy of Culture Jihad and have my pen ready and donate the money to the charity of your choice, because that book is a classic, just like Blitz, and I promise to send you a receipt that I paid for it to your charity.
Well, let me see what we can do for you, Matt. I think we might be able to finagle something. So we'll put you on hold, and Alan will get all your info there, and we'll see what we can do. All right, Matt, thank you for the call. Thanks, folks. We got to take a quick break. Back to your calls coming up, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is The Todd Starn Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
So the Godfather, make a little bit of news, Rahm Emanuel. You know, a lot of people are losing their jobs because of these Democrats and these health departments. They're shutting down the department stores. People are not getting, they're not going out. If they're doing any shopping, they're doing it online. So a lot of people work in retail are out of work. They got nowhere to go. So anyway, they were Rahm Emanuel, the Godfather, was asked about this during an interview on ABC News. And his response, because again, the ABC News reporter was saying, "All right, what do you tell these people? They're out of work. You know, the folks at JCPenney, what do you tell these people?" And here's what here's what Rahm Emanuel said. He says, "Well, you need to tell those people that they need to go learn coding. So you need to learn a new trade because you're not going to get the retail economy back again." So he's telling people, if you work at JCPenney, if you work in the makeup counter at Sears or wherever, then you need to go back to school and learn how to code, because you're not going to be getting a job in the department store.
I can vouch that that is a very stupid statement.
You work retail?
No, I don't work retail. I have taken...
Oh, dear. I think we lost Avery.
Sorry.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, we got you back, Avery.
I accidentally pressed a button. That's my bad. But I have taken classes this semester for college that involve coding, and it is not for everyone. Not at all. And it's just, so for him to say that is very, very haughty of him himself.
Well, I haven't heard the word haughty in many, many ages. So well done. Well played, Avery.
I try to, expand on my vocabulary every once in a while.
Very, very well done. Very well done.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to the phone lines. Let's go to Steve in Arkansas. Hi, Steve. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. I've been thinking about a way to let the people settle this election issue. There's a question out there on whether all these new election laws that these little Corona kings have passed in the last 6 months with their mail-in votes are even constitutional. According to the Constitution, my understanding is the state legislatures have to pass all the election laws. So those votes may be illegal anyway. I think it's time the Supreme Court put their big boy britches on and make a decision on these votes. If they find them to be unconstitutional, then those states that they were mailed into were invalid. But I say what we do, if that's the case, let's drag out the voting machines in those states. Let's verify the software in them. Let's put U.S. Marshals on site to make sure everything's gone and on the up and up. Let's have a revote in all those states. One day, revote. Make it
well,
the first Tuesday in December. Bring them in. Let them revote. Count the votes. Verify the first week of January. See who the president is.
I think it's a terrific idea. We know it's not going to happen. But the reality is the election is not over yet. They're still counting votes. This is the breaking news banner on MSDNC right now that it's too close to call the race in Georgia. They still haven't called the race in North Carolina, and it's too close to call in Arizona. So, again, we don't know what happened in Pennsylvania, but you had the president leading by a little over a half a million. It was 600,000 votes. And all of a sudden, he's down by thousands. It does make a lot of sense if you're talking about voter fraud. And it especially makes sense if you're throwing into the equation some sort of snafu in the computer software. Steve, thanks for the call. Let's go to Idaho. Wait, is this Jason from Idaho? I don't think he likes me very much.
Hey, Todd, it's me. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, Jason. What's on your mind today? You were kind of fired up the last time we had you on.
Yeah, that's true. I get a little bit fired up when I'm talking to, open bigots who, like to spout off homophobia and racism on their airwaves. It does fire me up a little bit.
Okay, well, let's unpack that a little bit. How have we been homophobic?
Sure.
How have we been racist on this radio program?
I mean, you're tweeting out about face burkas, so I'm sure you mentioned face burkas at some point. You want to inject the Muslim side of things into every single conversation you have. Well, what's the purpose of that, Todd, just out of curiosity?
Well, sure, I'm happy to explain that. The burqa is a symbol of oppression in Middle Eastern countries. And likewise, here in the United States, I believe that the face mask is a symbol, is a sign of oppression, that the Democrats, the health departments telling you how to live your life, in spite of the fact that it's proven, and we have Dr. Fauci himself saying that the face burqas do not work. But go ahead and continue.
Yeah. Okay. They don't work. Yeah. That's cool.
All right. So you said we were xenophobic, Islamophobic, but you had homophobia and racism too. I'm anxious to hear hear those allegations.
Yeah, so you're one of those people who, you know, say xenophobia isn't racism. It's a real classic, awesome, bigoted thing to say. They're not actually a race, so how can you be racist against them? It's really day one Facebook posting stuff. You claim to not be homophobic? You think gay people should be allowed to get married to each other and live happy lives here in America?
I believe in the biblical definition of marriage.
Yeah, you're a loser. You're one of those Bible losers who hides behind it.
A Bible loser.
Yeah.
Notice who the bigot in this conversation is, Jason. Careful. It sounds like maybe you might have a tinge of bigotry in your own life.
What, towards drinkers or towards people who read the Bible?
Okay, yeah, we're done. You know what, Jason? Here's the problem with you. And he's gone. You know, here's the problem with leftists like Jason here. You know, he's got a foul mouth. And the problem is, the reason why he uses words like that is he's not very intelligent. He can't formulate arguments. He can't debate. Instead, he comes on this radio program and he hurls insults that are completely baseless. I gave him plenty of opportunity to explain himself, to provide the evidence to back up his arguments, and he could not do that. So what did he do? Well, he did what all Democrats do. They resort to name-calling. You know, that's who they are. That's what they do. And, you know, the staff was debating with me, well, Todd, do we want to have this guy on the air? I'm like, sure. Maybe he saw the error of his ways. Maybe by listening to this radio program, he might have learned something. He might have grown as a human being. But sadly, clearly, that has not happened. Keep listening, Jason. You might just possibly learn something. All right. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, by the way, toddstearns.com. Avery working very hard today on the live show blog. We have lots of great links to stories and tweets and some of the other things we've been talking about today. And while you are there, be sure to get yourself a subscription to our podcast and our newsletter. Folks, I'm telling you, with this Facebook crackdown, Twitter crackdown, big tech crackdown, it's the only way that you're going to be able to get information that we talk about on this radio show. One more time, the number 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So a good friend of this program, Chris Woodward, he's one of the anchors over at American Family Radio, just sent me a note. He said, talking about this guy who said, what was it you divide 2020 by 666 and you get the number for Joe Biden's app. Did I get that right? Yeah, I think I got it right. All right. Anyway, Woodward says, hey, Stearns, I know a guy that did that. And he said, well, that brings new meaning to the word. To the words, go to Joe 30330. Well played, Mr. Woodward. All right, let's go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Honored to have the chairperson of the GOP in the great state of Arizona with us, Dr. Kelly Ward. Dr. Ward, it's been a long time.
I know. Hi, Todd. It's great to be with you. Wow, it's a crazy 2020, isn't it? Whoever would have imagined we'd be right here today.
So the latest we heard, the numbers were getting much, much closer. What can you tell us about the vote count there in Arizona?
Yeah, we still have close to 100,000 votes that are still outstanding. The margin between the president and his opponent is less than 17,000 votes. It was inappropriate and premature for Fox News to call the election, in my opinion. I'm not blaming all of Fox News. I'm blaming the Democrat-run decision desk, just so you know. I think that needs to be evaluated. I think it's inappropriate that the media has called the election for Joe Biden. We do not have a president-elect right now. Not one state has certified an election, not one. And to pretend that he's the new leader of our country is disingenuous and could be dangerous, especially as people are being misled. I still am of the mind that when all of the legal votes are counted and all of the illegally cast ballots that have arrived are thrown out, President Donald J. Trump is going back to the White House for four more years.
Why are you so confident in that?
Because we are seeing widespread corruption and fraud across the board and across the country. They have used every single type of endeavor to cheat that's available to them, whether it's the voting machines, whether it's the software, whether it's Dominion, whether it's ESS, whether it's fraudulent ballots flooding the polls after hours, whether it's forcing postal workers to commit fraud by postmarking ballots that should never have been postmarked the day they were given. Across the board, across the United States, from Georgia to North Carolina to Michigan to Wisconsin to Nevada, there is, of course, Pennsylvania, huge. There is fraud, there is corruption, and we cannot allow the integrity of our electoral system to slip away because that's the end of our republic.
No, I think you're right there. And, you know, the challenge, Dr. Ward, is that the Republicans, and I hate to say this, the conservative Republicans in Congress and in leadership have taken us down this road so many times. And that's why I just want to make sure, you know, that we are certain about this. And I'm talking about, you know, the Hillary Clinton email scandal. Nobody was ever held accountable there. The Russia collusion, nobody held accountable. The Hunter Biden, nobody held accountable. And so I think at this stage of the game, you know, if there is evidence there, you know, I think that they need to present that to the authorities and let's move this thing along. So I just want to make sure that you guys are in this fight for the long haul.
Yep. Well, you've got to have fighters like me that are willing to stand up. Fighters like Charlie Kirk, who's out there every single day exposing things. Fighters like Sidney Powell, who's telling you what's going on. We have to get outside of the Fox News bubble. We have to get outside of the conservative bubble, and we have to break into the mainstream with this information, because I feel sure that Republicans and Democrats who believe in rule of law would be interested in hearing these stories and finding out. I hate to see people like Mitt Romney being the voice of Republicans, because I can tell you this, here in Arizona and probably nowhere in the United States is Mitt Romney the voice of actual Republicans. Neither is Cindy McCain and neither is anyone of their ilk. The people who believe in the Constitution, who believe in small government, low taxes and personal responsibility, faith, family and freedom, we are the ones who speak for the Republican Party of this country.
Dr. Ward, and by the way, folks, Kelly Ward, chairperson of the Arizona GOP on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Dr. Ward, what happened there in the Senate race with Martha McSally?
You know, it's hard to say. I think she's affected by these fraudulent votes as well. She had millions of dollars spent against her by Mark Kelly, and I do call him Mark Kelly. He is firmly attached to Chinese people, the Chinese Communist Party, and in my opinion, follows Marxist principles. And so that's difficult to overcome. But from the very beginning, my thought was that Chuck Schumer and the Democrat dark money apparatus would try to buy Arizona for Joe Biden as well as for Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly is dangerous. And, you know, I hope that these votes, as they turn around, might take Senator McSally over the finish line. I will tell you that she's a fierce fighter for Arizona. she also is the most effective senator that's in the Senate right now for.
Well,
you know what? Let's put that call on hold there, and I'm afraid we may have lost a connection. So my apologies there. You know how these things go. Boots on the ground in Arizona, Dr. Kelly Ward, who is helping lead the charge as they finish counting the ballots. Now, I thought this was an interesting news nugget. There are still about 100,000 votes that have yet to be counted. And this is one of the reasons why no one has called Arizona except for Fox News Channel. So, look, this is where we are right now, and we've got to be patient, and we've got to let this thing play out. And I do believe that President Trump is in this for the long game. But I'm telling you, folks, I don't know how much more conservatives can take with the Republican Party. That's why it is imperative that they fight to the very last vote here. And if they don't, I'm not sure they're going to be able to get the conservatives to go out and vote. It's as simple as that. This coming in from New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio now warning residents that there could be another shutdown coming. Now, this is interesting because de Blasio and Chuckie Schumer were seen frolicking about with Biden supporters, and they were not wearing the face mask. And I mean, you want to talk about a super spreader? That was it. So anyway, de Blasio says, quote, God forbid this continued and we had a full-blown second wave. It means a lot more restrictions. That's what de Blasio said. The positivity rate continued to exceed 2% in New York City. He says, quote, it could mean, unfortunately, having to shut down parts of our economy again, which would be horrible for this city, horrible for the livelihoods of people. It could mean having to shut down our schools. So there you have it. Honestly, I just don't see how these New York City business owners are able to survive. I mean, this is the rent prices are just out of this world. Outrageously high. And then you have, let's just take Broadway, for example. You know, many people across the country, they like to go to New York City. They catch a show, maybe a weekend thing. So they go and hit a couple of Broadway shows. You got to go see The Lion King and, whatever, Wicked or whatever else is playing. And or maybe during the Christmas season, you go and see the Radio City Rockettes. Well, they're not doing that this year. Broadway shut down possibly until next fall. You say, well, okay, well, not everybody goes to see a Broadway show. What's the big deal? You're talking about what some actors out of work. No, we're not talking about actors. We're talking about the crews that put together the sets and the lights and the sound and the costumers. We're talking about the local restaurants that provide meals for all of these people coming in from Kalamazoo and Cleveland and wherever to go catch the Broadway shows. Those restaurants have lost thousands and thousands of dollars in revenue, if not millions of dollars in revenue. It's about the hotels, many of which are just completely empty, vacant. As a matter of fact, some of these hotels on the Upper West Side some of these establishments on the Upper West Side have actually been turned into homeless shelters. So I understand we've reestablished contact with Dr. Ward. Do we have Dr. Ward on the line?
I am here, Todd. I'm here.
Is this
here.
True? Sorry, what my call screener yes, just told me something. What happened to you?
I don't know. My husband was listening to me talk to you on the radio. We're in the car, and apparently he was going a little too fast. So we got pulled over, and then I tried to get out of the car to talk to you, and he didn't like that too much, even though I'm barefooted, just, you know, standing in someone's driveway near my home. But so now I'm in the house. I mean, I'm in the car. I'm just waiting for him to come back up. He'll probably start talking again to my husband. But we're ready to go. We're fighting the fight. We got to go fast. We got to win. We can't let up. We're putting the pedal to the metal.
Well, don't put it to the metal too much. My goodness. And if it's helpful, Dr. Ward, you know, put the officer on the phone and we'll try to talk you out of the ticket.
Hey, I love it. I love it.
We'll do our best.
It's fine. My husband's willing to follow the law. He understands that he was going a little bit too fast in a 45, 52 or something in a 45. And he's more than willing to do what the law requires. And I hope that the people who are counting our votes are more than willing to do what the law requires.
Well, well said, well said. All right, well, Dr. Ward, we're going to let you guys take care of business there. And I wish I could say this was the first time it's happened on our program, but it is not. Dr. Ward, God bless you, and best of luck to you guys out there in Arizona.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Todd. Hey, we're going to keep the pedal to the metal, and we are not going to let up, and we're going to win this thing for Republicans.
All right, that's awesome. Dr. Kelly Ward, ladies and gentlemen, the chairperson of the Arizona GOP. I just got pulled over by the police department there, live on the radio. You see, guys, you never know what's going to happen on this radio program. And it reminds me, Avery, about a year or so ago, back when we were still at Fox Radio, we had Matt Schlapp on the phone, and Matt got pulled over while he was doing, he was driving, and he was doing the phone interview, and you could hear the sirens as he got pulled off to the side of the road.
I'm pretty sure you told me that story, but yeah, that's absolutely hilarious.
I mean, what are the odds that this is going to happen two times now? What are the odds of that happening?
Can we make it three? That's the good question.
You know what's going to happen? They're going to send us the bill. They're like, Todd, you got to pay this ticket. I mean, you know, it's your fault. That's the way it always goes. All right. Well, look, we're going to take a break. If you want to give us a call, pull off to the side of the road and give us a holler. Don't get a ticket. 844-747-8868. This is The Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Mary Lynn in Minnesota. Hi, what's on your mind today, Miss Mary Lynn?
Hi, Todd. I just heard someone, a previous caller, address the same issue that I was calling about, but I'm going to say it anyway. I really think in view of the widespread abuse of our electoral system this time, that the only solution is to redo the vote. And I know you said that's not going to happen, but I think we need to make it happen. The Democrats have been preparing for months and looking for ways and schemes that they could implement to destroy the integrity of our election. And I think we have to do it again with no mail-in ballots.
And Mary Lynn, I think, and again, I'll have to do my homework on this, but I do think that if there is a dispute, that maybe they just don't count those votes from those states. So, but at that point, you disenfranchise all of the people who went to the ballot box. So I guess that would make sense. But at the same time, if you did that, Trump wins. I mean, Mary Lynn, let's get real. I mean, the Senate, the Republicans had a great run in the Senate. They had a great run in the House of Representatives. They had a great run in some of those other state races. And you're telling me that the one Republican running for office, the President of the United States, and he did not win? Come on.
Yeah. Well, and it was so obvious in Minnesota. We had a 30-year Democrat incumbent defeated this year by a Republican woman for Congress. We had a Republican woman win a seat that had been held by Democrats in St. Peter, Minnesota, a state house seat that had been held by Democrats for more than 20 years. Our state senator from our district in 2018 won by barely 3%. This time he won by almost 15%. Our congressman from our district won by about 1.5% in 2018, and he won by 7 or 8% this time. So, like you said, in all the other races, we did very well here in Minnesota. but Trump lost by more votes this year, or a higher percentage this year than he did in 2016. So does that make sense?
No, it does not make sense, Mary Lynn. And it's clear to me that there was fraud or some sort of a computer glitch, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But something's not right. I smell a fish.
Right.
All right.
Well, I think we need paper ballots in person.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Mary Lynn. Well, it's good hearing from you. Don't be a stranger. Give us a call back. All right. Good lady right there. Hey, Avery, I've got to tell you about this. So, folks, we're ramping up our very first broadcast day at Liberty University and the Palatial Studio. And, Avery, they have a gun club here on campus.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so cool.
The Liberty Mountain Gun Club. And they have all sorts of all sorts of great activities. And whether you have never shot a firearm before or you might be working toward an Olympic shooting medal, they have something for you.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a pretty broad spectrum of, what would you call it, ability, I guess.
You have a shotgun range, a rifle range, the pistol range, and the archery range.
Oh, man. I love archery. I was on my elementary school's archery team back in fifth grade.
Is that right? Like the Green Arrow?
Kind of,
All right.
We were the Waukee Mountain Cougars, but in our colors were red. Excuse me.
Okay. Well, did you shoot anything like a wild turkey or something?
No, we shot at targets.
I see.
But we were 10 points away from going to nationals at one point, and we had one member missing that day.
Was it you?
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, well, that's good. Oh, well, I got to tell you, I mean, so you're really good at this is what you're trying to say.
Used to be. It's been a really long time.
Oh, by the way, the Liberty Mountain Gun Club is located at 822 Second Amendment Drive.
That
you see, I love this place.
That's perfect.
I love
that
this place.
Perfect.
That's brilliant. All right. Well, look, we're so excited to be here and to be at Liberty University broadcasting our show. Give them a shot, folks. Check it out, the great website, liberty.edu. We've got links on our website as well. Folks, tomorrow, the fight for America continues. We're going to go through this blow by blow. And, folks, do not be discouraged. Do not be dismayed. We are in this together. Get out there. Have a great day, everybody.